Okay, Susan, do you want to open the meeting on your end, or do you want...
Kevin's going to do that.
Okay.
That's fine. All right, we'll open this special meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission. The time is a little bit after 10 o'clock on November 26th. We're in the PSC hearing room on the 12th floor. There are a number of items on the agenda. Interestingly, the one that was the reason for calling the meeting has been withdrawn, but there are still a number of others. So I'm Kevin Kramer, acting as chair. Commissioner Weefall is joining us by phone, and in the hearing room with us is Commissioner Clark. Any opening comments from fellow commissioners?
Good morning and welcome.
No, happy Thanksgiving to people.
Very good. SW1 has been withdrawn, Susan, but you do have SW2.
And Tony's going to read them all.
All right. Great.
I move the commission award a contract to Burke County Soil Conservation District for tree and shrub planting at the Columbus Phase 9 abandoned mine land site in Burke County.
Tony, that's the wrong one.
Oh, is this?
SW2.
Oh, this
that's
is the
one. That's not it, Tony.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
but that's my paperwork. Okay. I wondered.
Yeah,
that didn't, that didn't match up with the...
I'm not against that, however.
No, we're all for it. Was that from last agenda?
That's for the December 3rd meeting.
Oh, it is. Okay. That got slipped into my paperwork. SW2, I move the commission extend the contract with Alteg Engineers, Inc. until December 19th, 2008 for completing a structural survey of the Richard Rood residence that was damaged during an AML emergency project.
Second.
You'll probably recall this from a few months ago. When the commission entered a contract to study the any potential structural damage. This merely extends the contract and doesn't affect any monetary issues with the contract. There was just some trouble on Alteg's end of things as far as getting it wrapped up within the time frame that we had presently set. It wasn't any sort of negligence or anything like that, but just from a staffing standpoint, they need a little bit more time to get that done.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. The next two items are in my portfolio, KC1. I move the commission issuing notice of filings and notice of hearings in the applications of Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation for a waiver of reduction of certain procedures and time schedules and consolidated applications for certificates of site compatibility and route permits authorizing the construction of a 6-inch natural gas pipeline in Mountrail County and the construction of an 8-inch crude oil pipeline in Mountrail County, North Dakota, case numbers PU08843 and PU08844, respectively.
Second.
These are... noticing the hearings that we talked about when we accepted the letter of intent, I guess a meeting or so ago. One, of course, is the 6-inch gas pipeline that is already in the ground. The other is for the certificate of corridor compatibility and route permit for an 8-inch oil pipeline that will run parallel 15 feet from the gas pipeline. And they are 16 miles each, of course. They run from Whiting's Robinson Lake Processing Plant south of Stanley, pretty much directly north to interconnects. In the case of the gas line, it'll interconnect with WBI or Williston Basin Interstate Pipeline near Stanley. The oil line will run from the Robinson Lake Processing Plant and interconnect with the Stanley Pump Station, which is, of course, owned by Enbridge near Stanley. The cost of the two together is about $9.4 million. As I said, construction is complete already on the gas pipeline. Construction on the oil pipeline proposes to begin in, shortly after we have the hearing. So the hearing date is scheduled for both of these, and there'll be two different hearings on the same day, scheduled for Tuesday, January 13th at noon.
January 12th. I mean, my paperwork.
Oh, okay. That has been changed to January 13th, Susan.
Yeah. It went from Tuesday, January 12th to Wednesday.
No, it went from Monday to Tuesday, I believe. Yes. It went from Monday. Monday is the 12th. Tuesday is the 13th.
For travel schedules, it was better
that's
to have
fine.
It on a Tuesday.
But is it written correctly in the...
It is. It is. At the one I'm looking. That's. I bet that was the revision this morning.
All right.
Okay. I was. I didn't even catch that, but it is correct on the revised one. So, The gas pipeline hearing will be first at noon. The oil pipeline hearing will be immediately after that. They're both hearings will be held at the Montreal County Courthouse Community Room in Stanley.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC2, I move the North Dakota Public Service Commission submit the calendar year 2009 North Dakota State Gas Pipeline Safety Grant Waiver Letter to the Department of Transportation Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration in case number GS08764.
Second.
This is, we're simply writing a letter that is due December 1st, which is why it's on this agenda, waiving our right to the usual 9-month notice standard for any changes in the potential changes in the formula for funding, the 50% formula. Because of the additional activity in pipeline safety around the country, there is going to be and is additional money for some of the additional work, some of which we are actually doing here in North Dakota. The money was to be available in 2010, but is now available in 2009, or some of it is anyway. So we thought we might as well waive our right to the nine month notice and see if we can't get some of that additional funding earlier. So I asked Al to put it on the agenda today, given the December 1 deadline.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. That ends the items on the agenda for the regular special meeting. Any questions? We have Dave and Janelle are both here, Susan. Any questions on any of these items? I suspect you're here for the admin meeting. All right, very good. Then we will recess.
Oh, Susan, is just so it's on the record, do you authorize Janet or someone else from staff to sign your name?
Yes.
Great. Well, we'll recess for, or should we just go into admin and we can sign later?
If you could just go into
might as well. Yeah, we'll accommodate that. We'll go right to the admin meeting then. Tom is going to...